the law of inertia. When there's a stigma that disabled people aren't all there in the head, and parents hold their baby and hear osteogenesis imperfecto, they watch cautiously as their baby grows, noticing everything, like the dust motes in the beams of sunlight that hit my bedsheet late afternoon most summers. The doctor always told my parents that people with osteogenesis imperfecto are pretty smart people. And when I told my mother first that I wanted to go to college, her head shook because college was for people who were going to get a job, for people who could get around campus, for people who could be independent. Why would I want to be away from family? Who could take care of me? Why take the risk? Stay home. Stay safe. I took my time. Most days, after I was carried into our split-level home and she helped me settle into my bed, quietly, I answered her questions. What happens to me after you all pass away? She started to nod as she realized, I could have a career. I could get around campus. I could be independent. No one was happy when winter settled in and I, like a blizzard, refused community college, returning to my bed. My mother convinced them to help fill out the forms, visit campuses. I chose the closest, just 4 hours away, the furthest I'd ever been from home.